Good morning, Frank.
Alan, you have an idea for making our roads safer. I often say this, if you have something on your mind and you want to share it with us, the lines are open here on the U105 phone-in, but anything that might save lives, it'll get more volume, so go ahead.
Yeah, Frank, I can't take credit for this. It's my wife. She had the idea, my wife Rita, and she's not here at the moment, but I think it's a good idea to save lives on the road. First of all, you know, I've been driving myself for 48 years, possibly giving my age away, but I've come across all sorts of driving. I've been tailgated, I've been undertaken, and it's not very pleasant. The one thing I will say is that whenever I have come in past years up behind an L driver or an R driver, I automatically drive with a little bit more caution because they have the L plate or the R plate. Now, after what happened to Prince Philip there recently, my wife came up with the idea that, say, for example, at the age of 75, I don't think people up to that age would consider themselves elderly, but say at the age of 75, they were given an E plate. Now, the E simply stands for elderly. What it then means is that if I was driving, or if a little boy racer was driving, etc., and they come across an E-plate, hopefully that would make them drive with a wee bit more caution and give a wee bit more consideration, other drivers, to people on the roads that are elderly.
At what age would you qualify for an E-plate?
Well, this is a big question. At what age do people, would they accept it? I would think that, personally, at the age of 70, if it was voluntary, if a person felt that they would want an E-plate, they could apply for one. But I would say that at a certain age later on, that it should become compulsory, say at the age 75 or even 80, but at some age beyond 70, it should become compulsory. But it's for the driver's own good. It's to save an elderly driver driving along the road, like my sister was last week, and a car coming right up behind her and trying to force her to move over. I don't think people like that would tailgate their own grandparents or elderly people if they knew that they were elderly in the car.
So the idea is really to protect the more senior citizen member of the community than for them to protect us by letting us know that they're not as capable a driver as we might be.
Well, it's more that, don't get me wrong, the majority of drivers over the age of 70 or 75, they're more than capable of driving a car, but it does come to a certain age when you're maybe not, your reactions maybe aren't just as quick, or you don't tend to drive just as fast. And I think if those people are on the road anyway, Frank, because those people are currently on the road, regardless of their ability. But if you have an E-plate on the back of their car, hopefully that would make other drivers realise that it is an elderly person driving that car, and possibly their reactions aren't quite as good as what they should be.
There's wisdom in what you're saying. I know there will be people who will be of an older vintage who'll be saying, "How dare that young man and who's about 60? How dare that young man?"
66 coming up. Yeah.
Right. So how dare that youngster suggest that that I mightn't be capable? However, I understand what you're saying. If you do pull up behind a car that is driving a bit slowly and it's irritating you. You know, for goodness sake, drive on.
It can be irritating.
Yeah,
yes,
and then you get up close and you say, "Ah, Jeffers is an old fella." You know, you get the impression, you know, it's my granddad's driving, and you immediately are more courteous. I'd like to think you are
courteous and cautious.
So if you could see the warning sign E, you know, that's going to be an old boy that's under an old doll. So they're definitely there.
Well, yeah, they're going to be over, say, 75 or whatever. If you want to consider that old, that's fine. Because you and I are heading that way, not too far away.
Yeah, well, see, we'd be getting...
Well, sorry, I'll speak for myself, Frank.
you'd be getting your plates relatively soon, and of course, I have a little while to wait, but I'd have to be prepared to put up a plate myself. You know, Graham's already sent us a text here as he's listening. He's saying E should be for a lot of other drivers, including those who you mentioned, the boy racers. For me, E is for Egypt. Now, there are a lot of... Egypt's on the road, but
that would be an eye then, wouldn't it?
Well, well, yes, but not in his terminology. But with regards to the older driver, you're doing it for the benefit of the driver. You're doing it for the benefit of that more senior member of the community. You're not in any way degrading the person by saying you're not as good a driver. You're just recognizing that with age comes additional challenges. Have you run it past any of the representatives of the older community? Have you had any feedback?
I haven't. I'm not sure if my wife has, but one thing I will say is that when I would hit, say, 75, hopefully I'm still around, but if I was to hit 75 and I was issued with an E-plate, I would actually be quite pleased with that, because I would be driving along the road hoping that other drivers wouldn't want to tailgate me on the outside lane if I'm going along a dual carriageway at the speed limit, passing other vehicles. I would like to hope that I would feel more safe with my own driving, because I'm not going to be put into dangerous situations by other drivers. I know. I would actually be quite happy to have one.
Yeah, I can see the wisdom, and I'm also conscious of the fact that people are, you know, forever talking about age discrimination and issues such as that. But you're in the intention of yourself and your wife is admirable. I'm going to throw it out there to see what people think. Would you be prepared when you get to 70 to put up a sign that says E on the back of your car, and it basically stands for elderly? Do you feel elderly? Have any 71-year-olds listening at the moment who would be driving along feeling that they're every bit as good a driver as someone who's 40 or 30 or 20, but you're going to put up a little sign saying, I'm elderly. Are you prepared to do that? Or do you feel slightly insulted by the suggestion or even by our conversation about it? 028-90-333-105 is the number. In the round, Alan, what's your wife's name?
Rita,
tell Rita that personally, on first reading, I think it's an acceptable idea, but we'll find out what the public think. But thanks for the call. I think where the
difficulty might be is the setting of the age for elderly.
This is true. This is absolutely true. At what age do we become elderly? 028-90-333-105. 077-66-105-105. Right, more of your points and all that you're talking about in just a moment. Good morning, 028-90-333-105. Davey is in Ards. He says, how much money is stolen when an ATM machine is taken? If it's been recently stocked, it'd be about £10,000. These machines apparently can hold 10 grand. What else is coming up on the screen? A lot of you reckoning that they should have tracking devices on the ATMs, or that the die should explode and the money would be distorted, discolored and all of that. It's probably then be more expensive to operate an ATM, and we all want it for nothing. Right, 028-90-333-105. You're not happy with the suggestion of a knee plate being displayed by an elderly driver. Linda is among those people. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Linda, what's the problem with the E-plate?
Well, I mean, I just think it's pigeonholing people. It's putting them in a category. I mean, those people have been driving for years. I myself have been driving nearly 40 years. And I just think it's a terrible idea. I think my elderly mother was totally aghast at the thought of having to put an E-plate up. I mean, if you could see everyone sitting at the traffic lights in the morning on their phone, texting, driving along, texting. And these are all young people. They're not elderly people, because I don't actually use my phone very much. So I sit in the car and I'm very observant as to what's going on around me. And that's what I see every single day. You can see that. And my mother, my actual mother-in-law, who is 95, is still driving her car and is completely capable. So I just think it's total nonsense, and it's a dangerous, dangerous thing, because down the line, what's going to happen is it's going to be a temporary thing, it's going to be a voluntary thing, and the next thing, it's going to be compulsory.
Well, let me emphasize at the moment that it's simply an idea from a married couple who think it is a good idea. They came up with it, and they're obviously floating it at this present moment in time. Now, if someone is 95, and I'm not going for one moment talk about your relative. I'm not talking specifically about your relative.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about people who are in their 90s. If you're in your 90s, there are many things that you're not as capable of doing as you would have been if you were in your 60s or your 40s. You're simply not as capable in your 90s. That's just a human fact. If I meet up with a 90-year-old tomorrow and walk from this building to the city centre, and I say to the 90-year-old, I'm going to run faster and you're going to have to keep up with me, that's being incredibly unfair. Unless you're a very, very unique 90-year-old, you're going to be slower than me. So therefore, the point that I'm making is that the 90-something-year-old driver is not going to be as capable as me or a person my age at being aware of what's around them. The eyesight will be failing slightly, the ankles will be sorer, the wrists will be a little stiffer. That's what it is to be old.
Yes, well, you haven't met my mother-in-law.
I know, but I told you I wasn't talking specifically about your mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law might be superhuman.
Yes, but, you know, that's not a very good analogy, saying, you know, we'll run down the street together. I mean, you know, that's just daft, because, you know, elderly people, they are very alert, very aware of what's going on around them. I mean, I can take on some of your points that you're saying, yes, but I think it's a dangerous game we're playing, because once you start that, then it will be rolled out for a different category of people and a different category. And I think that married couple should mind their own business.
Yeah, well, you know, what's your concern? That there might be a neph plate then as well, if, you know, for fat people? Is that the way you're worried about it?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I think there's just as many bad young drivers and middle-aged drivers and all sorts of drivers, because I see it every single day. So I don't see that you can pigeonhole. In fact, the only crime that elderly people have driving the car is that they go a bit slower quite a lot of the time. But I'll tell you this, they're not on their phone.
Oh, we're not in any way excusing those who would be breaking the law.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. What we're saying is we're talking about the couple who were on, were basically making the point that our abilities begin to deteriorate as we get older.
Yeah.
Therefore, you have to cut people a little bit of slack. And if they're driving very slowly or gingerly along the road and you think, what on earth is that person doing? If you can see that there's a knee plate on the back of the car, you say, it's an elderly person. That's okay. I understand. As opposed to getting frustrated with them. It's just a little flag that they fly to say, I'm elderly, give me a little bit more room. It's a bit like the just a moment card that some people carry with them because they've got a challenge of some sort, and they hold up the card in a shop and say, just a moment, it takes me a little while maybe to get my change out of my purse or whatever. On first sight, you wouldn't think there was a problem, but when you see the card, you get a little warning. So therefore, when you see the E on the back of the windscreen, you think, oh yeah, it's an elderly person. They just need a little time to hesitate.
Well, I can take that on board, but the thing is, you know, you're talking about considerate drivers that are looking at that plate and going, oh, an E-plate, that's an elderly person. Most people wouldn't even notice.
Do you not, in fairness, this is one of the points made by the gentleman when he was on, do you not drive with a little more consideration when you see an R-plate or an L-plate?
Yes, I do, because I'm a considerate citizen, but I'm talking about the majority of people out there who aren't, who wouldn't even notice if the traffic lights changed because they're on their phone. That's the people I'm talking about.
Mm, yeah, sure. And we might never get through to those people. But if it only helps one person, one driver, to assist an elderly person, is there not a plus in it?
No, I don't think so. I think if it gets to the point where that person's not capable of driving, then perhaps they should surrender their license.
Okay. Linda, you're very clear in defence of the skills of the older person. Thank you indeed. Stephen has a point that he wants to make. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Frank.
Yes, Stephen.
It's busy. I only turned the radio on there and picked up the tail end of a conversation there. But I know certainly once you hit, I think it's 70, you have to renew your license every 3 years.
Yeah, there is a renewing of the license, but you don't have to do a test.
No, you don't, but I believe it should be compulsory, not up to the person who's renewing it, that they should not only have to have a letter from their doctor stating that their medical condition is fit, they should also have an eyesight test to prove that their eyesight is okay to drive. I'm not going to name names because I'm not that sort of person, but I know a number of older drivers, shall we say, who have some sort of medical condition and do not declare it.
I'm quite sure there would be younger drivers who are taking similar risks on the road. There would be people who lack ability, who are younger also, who would be dodging the reality of disclosing every detail.
Yes, I'm sure there are, but you know, certainly with the elderly drivers, and I'm not stating that last lady, her mother or anything, some elderly people are fitter than others. Some elderly people have got better reactions than others, but it's going to come to a stage where there's going to be an accident. And I know myself, if I'm involved in an accident, that will be the first thing I will ask. I would like a medical report on that elderly person to state, are they fit to drive and is their eyesight good? I've seen plenty of drivers who are considerate and courteous towards others. I was driving home the other night and there was an elderly driver. They were all over the road and they were literally driving with their neck tilted backwards.
Their now, neck, so they're looking up at the ceiling of the car.
Yes, as they were driving, and they were weaving all over the lane.
Maybe he was drunk.
I don't know, Frank.
You know, you people like that could have another reason for being out of control with regards to the vehicle, not just because he was elderly, but I'm taking on board what you're saying. You are aware of a number of people who are of more senior years who you believe are not driving very well. And if you were involved in an accident with an elderly person, you would want some form of medical report on whether or not they should have been on the road in the first place. Stephen, thank you. This on the back of a couple coming up with this very serious idea that they're trying to get across at a road safety level to have e-plates. Now, this is the 2nd of April. This isn't the 1st of April. This is the 2nd of April. For have e-plates on the backs of cars to show that the driver is over 70. Michael, go ahead, Michael.
How's it going, Frank? How's it going?
Very well, very well.
I'm totally against it, Frank. Simply for the reason, there's a lot of hellions out there looking to prey on the elderly. And for you to stick a big E on their windscreen, they know straight away what that person is. They can follow them wherever they go, watch them, they go to a bank machine, whatever.
And then Michael, hold on. If you're a crook and you want to rob an elderly person, you don't need the elderly person to put up a sign saying, I am elderly. You know, a crook will have a second look into the car and say, oh, there's an elderly person. I'm going to follow him to the petrol station.
Yes, Frank, but if I'm 50 yards away and I'm a crook, I can't see you in the car. I can see your E. Simple as that, Frank.
So you think there's a disadvantage, okay, to the health and safety of the elderly person, the security of the elderly person. That's something that I wouldn't have thought of, but it's a point. It's a point and it's noted. Clive, you're an elderly person. What do you think?
Oh, Frank, I'm not that old. In relation to...
This is a disappointment to me. This is a disappointment to me because I thought it was a different Clive. I thought it was a different Clive. You are but a young man. Go ahead, Clive. Go ahead.
I am a young man, even though I do have my bus pass.
Yes, you're a young man in your 60s, far away.
Yes. In relation to a point that you made about R drivers having R plates up and L drivers having their L plates up and how people give consideration to them. I just want to make a point of, I have four sons, all of whom I taught to drive. So So therefore, going along the road with the L plate on the front and the back, I can tell you, Frank, that it was numerous occasions where people showed no consideration for the learner driver whatsoever. Aggressively driving behind, overtaking on bends, flashing lights, beeping horns, all sorts of things. So in relation to an elderly driver with an E-plate on the back of their car, I would say the vast majority would not give any consideration whatsoever.
It's a sad reflection, but then you've been out there, you've been tutoring your children to drive, and you have a sense of how people behave around an L driver or maybe an R driver. I know from my own mindset, I stay well back from an L driver, especially if they're doing that, you know, reversing round the corner thing and you come up behind them. You know, just give them a few minutes. They're learning. I always visualize them as if it was my daughter and she was learning to drive. But then people aren't as, you know... They aren't as generous as I might be. Terence Malcolm is a man who knows about road safety, and he appears on this programme on a regular basis. Terence, are you in favour of it or against it?
Frank, I thought you were up to your work again there. I mean, I thought this was another April Fool here, boy. But no, I wouldn't be into that at all, really. What that other lady was saying there about her mother-in-law being 97, I mean, she's 100% right there. I mean, yes, there is elderly drivers on the road. Yes, there's young drivers on the road. There's all different assortments of drivers on the road. But as I always keep saying, it's down to the individual in that car. If they're coming up behind somebody or somebody's coming out of a junction, I mean, it's up to them to make the assessment. You know, they're not only doing their driving. If you're a good driver, you're driving for other people as well, too, because you're watching everything that's going on. As that lady was saying, she has more consideration. And that's where it all goes wrong. There's really no consideration now in the road. And this is where, I mean, a whole lot of these accidents are happening. But, I mean, I haven't got the exact figures of today. But, I mean, a couple of years ago there, I mean, there was about 10,000 people over 70 involved in accidents over 70 years of age, compared with like 12,000 accidents involving 17 to 19 year olds and 24,000 accidents involving 20 to 24 year olds. So, you know, as that lady's saying, get off your phone, concentrate exactly what you're doing, and you will be able to assess coming up to the back of a car or a car pulling out. You'll be able to assess that person, and then you react to what you have to deal with on the road.
Okay, Terence, it's hard to argue with you because you do keep a very watchful eye on the conditions on the road, the circumstances surrounding all elements of driving, and of course any progress or lack of progress that we're making generally as drivers. I mentioned Clive being an elderly man, and it was the wrong Clive, but the elderly Clive has contacted us. We will hear the voice of an old man after this. So what's on your mind this morning? I'll tell you what, you're talking about Alan and Rita's idea of having a knee plate on the back of an elderly person's car to warn all drivers that the driver is indeed of more senior years. And Clive is on the line. Good morning, Clive. Good morning, sir.
Mitchell, this is old Clive.
You sound like a million miles away. Tell me all that again.
Good morning, young Mitchell. Listen, I nearly choked when you said old Clive. Of course, I'm getting that way, Frank. Frank, we listened to the conversation, and I don't think it's right to stigmatise older people, but I thought it would be a good idea, and this people will laugh when I say this. When you get older, you don't want to drive as quick. You want to take your time. So even a wee badge saying, look, I don't drive fast. I'm a slow driver. I'm a careful driver. But don't stigmatise them by saying they're elderly. You know, give them a chance and, well, give me a chance. I don't like driving quick. And if people come up, tailgate me. If I get a place, Frank, I pull in out of the road.
Yeah, but do you not like driving quickly simply because you feel that you're not as focused on what's around you, your hands aren't as strong on the steering wheel, you're not just as capable of being able to calculate all the factors, or is it just because you are not in a hurry?
Well, a bit of that, in fact, I don't we do know that as you get older, you don't feel the same. You don't, you maybe don't pay as much attention as you used to. But I'm never in a hurry. Listen, we're here for a good time, not a long time. And there's no sense in you talking to me on the radio. You'd rather talk to me and talk about me. So all the people speeding are in a hurry, take the foot off the right a wee bit. Just take it a bit slower. You'll get there 3 or 4 minutes later, but you'll get there.
That's true. That is true. Words of wisdom, but I hesitate to say words of wisdom from an elderly man. But I think at this point we definitely have an elderly man. Robert, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
I see, he's so elderly, it took him about half a minute to reply.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Robert, do you think it's a good idea? Good morning, Frank. I say, Frank, good morning. Good morning. Are you with us, Robert? Are you there, Robert? I don't think he is. I think the bus came back from there. Right, let me speak to Carrie, who's on this line. Carrie, good morning to you.
Morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Carrie. What do you think?
I think that we just need to be a wee bit more considerate towards the elderly. But we have to realise, too, that the only way they can get about is by their own personal cars. They don't always have the faculties to get to where they need to go.
But is that not in itself an endorsement for what Alan and Rita are suggesting, that there should be some sort of warning sign up that says an elderly person is driving this car? If you're saying they don't have the faculties to get to where they need to go using the likes of public transport and whatever, but if they jump into their car, the rest of us will be safe on the road.
I think everybody just needs to take a wee bit more care with every driver, not just the elderly. But if we start labelling them and putting, you know, making them do tests and stuff, they're going to lose their licence. They're not going to be able to get about. A lot of them, that's the only way they can get about. They don't have the mobility even to get out and about, you know, walking distance. So the car's the only way they can go out and about.
Yeah, but does it not make us safer and them and those actual drivers safer if they're not on the road?
But then you're restricting them. You know, they might be able to drive a car, but they can't walk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and of course there are many, many people who are very capable of driving a car who don't have the ability to walk.
Yeah.
That is totally understandable. But I'm more aware of alertness. The presence of mind to make decisions. Yeah. That's what's crucial to this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, totally agree with that, yes. But I think if you start making them go for tests and stuff and then they're going to lose their license or whatever, you know, that's restricting them and you're consigning them then back into the home.
Do you think they should have a knee plate up, a warning sign up?
I think it's a good idea to have an e-plate up that you know it is an elderly person driving. It's the same with an L-plater. If I'm driving and I see the L-plates, I always stay back a bit to give them a bit more room to, obviously, they're learning.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Alan and Rita will be glad to hear you say that the e-plate is a good idea because it's been voted down here in this parliament that we're holding today. It's definitely been voted down. Most of you feel that it is not a good idea. Take one final call. It's from Stephen. Stephen, go ahead.
Hiya, Frank. At the age of 26, the guy had a head-on collision with a lorry, only doing 30 miles an hour. And it wasn't my fault. The lorry came around the bend on the wrong side. And as for the elderly drivers, no, Frank, we better respect her. Like, we helped the elderly man yesterday. And, like, my wife's not well and I'm not well, but we helped him into the car and he said, son, it's my aches and pains. I said, I understand, we're heading that way ourselves. You know, it's just a bit of respect, bit of time, bit of tolerance, you know?
Totally. But Alan and Rita, in their suggestion, that's what they're into, a knee plate going up so as there's more thought directed towards the owner of that e-plate.
Well, I don't know. See them people that just passed their test. There was one there last night in the motorway. Now, Frank, I was sitting about 50, 55 miles an hour. This person went past me. He wasn't on the motorway. He was in the air. He was flying. And he's me like, that's madness. You can't do 70 miles an hour on the motorway. Like, the one thing was, went past me like a bullet.
Yeah, but he wasn't an elderly person.
No, but he was an R driver.
An R driver, oh, for goodness sake, I didn't catch that. An R driver, well, a boy like that needs to be reported to the police. Stephen, thank you. In fairness, Robert has been hanging, even though he didn't answer me the last time, but we'll give him 1 minute starting now, Robert. Go ahead.
Frank, yeah, you're going on about an E-plate for senior citizens. First point, have the least accidents on the roads. Seeing you throwing that into the mix about an E-plate, let's throw in a P-plate for 17 to 40s for people on their phones. Do you want to throw that into the mix as well? Because the bottom line here is, Frank, once again, senior citizens have least accidents on the roads.
Yeah, and the stats, in fairness, the stats do back that up. That was Terence Malcolm was speaking about that earlier. As for those who are driving with the phones in their hands, that is catered for. It's totally against the law, and hopefully the police will be on top of them.